Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu to address the nation today on the eve of 80th Independence Day. Partition Horrors Remembrance Day being observed today. Delhi government approves 20% quota for former Agniveers in fire services and prison department, age limit relaxed. 7 workers killed and 14 injured following landslide and water seepage in under construction tunnel in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand. And Iga Swiatek beats Elena Rybakina to claim the women's singles title at Canadian Open Tennis. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the 80th Independence Day. The president's address will be broadcast at 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashwani. It will also be telecast on all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. The telecast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by its broadcast in regional languages on the regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashwani will broadcast the regional language versions of the address at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. Today is Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. The nation is paying homage to all of those who sacrificed their lives and suffered unimaginable pain during the partition in 1947. We have a report.
To mark the Partition Horrors Remembrance Day, various programs are being organized across the country, including in the national capital. In a fitting tribute to all those who lost their lives due to the partition of the nation and were displaced from their roots, in 2021, the government had decided to observe 14th August every year as the day to commemorate their sacrifice. It also ensures that future generations remember the pain and suffering endured by the people as the birth of independent India was marked by the violent partition which left lasting scars on millions. The Partition Horrors Remembrance Day keep reminding people of the need to remove the poison of social divisions, disharmony and further strengthen the spirit of oneness, social harmony and human empowerment. The partition caused among the largest migrations in human history, affecting about 20 million people. While celebrating the independence, a grateful nation also salutes those people who had to sacrifice their lives in the frenzy of violence. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
On Partition Horrors Remembrance Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has remembered the courage of all those who were impacted by partition. In a social media post, Mr. Modi termed the partition as a moment in history that tore apart several lives, where families were uprooted, loved ones were lost, and immense suffering was endured. Mr. Modi added that at the same time, people overcame this and rebuilt their lives from nothing, turned adversity into achievement, and contributed immensely to the nation's progress. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has paid homage to all those who lost their lives in the partition and to those who struggle against the atrocities on Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the day of 14th August 1947 stands witness to one of the most brutal chapters in history in which millions of people had to lose their lives and endure inhuman sufferings. A grand tricolour rally will be held in Bhopal today under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. The rally will start at 10 a.m. from near Mother Teresa School on Kolar 6-lane road. It will cover around 32 kilometres and end at Bhaisa Khedi Mandi in Santanagar. Organisers expect more than 1 lakh people to take part in the rally. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and BJP State President Hemant Khandelwal will join the rally. Special arrangements have been made for traffic, parking, security and crowd management. Arrangements have also been made keeping the possibility of rain in mind. Selfie points have been set up at several places including Chuna Bhatti. Services of the Delhi Metro will commence from all terminal stations across its network at 4 a.m. on Independence Day. The Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC, said that the decision has been taken to facilitate the movement of special guests, invitees and the general public attending the Independence Day celebrations. The DMRC said that the metro services will operate at a 30-minute frequencies on all lines until the commencement of regular revenue services as per the scheduled timetable for the day. The Lal Killa, Jama Masjid and Delegate metro stations are the nearest stations to the Independence Day celebrations venue. Delhi government has approved 20% horizontal reservation for ex-Agniveers in direct recruitment to fire operator posts in Delhi Fire Services and warden and matron posts in prison department. The Home Department order also provides age relaxation for eligible candidates. It fits in with the policy of Government of India for rehabilitation of ex-Agniveers. Union Home Ministry has already reserved 50% of the posts at the Constable General Duty and Rifleman level in all the Central Armed Police Forces CAPFs and Assam Rifles for ex-Agniveers. Squadron leader Bhavana Kant has scripted history by becoming the first woman officer of the Indian Air Force to qualify as a fighter combat leader at the Tactics and Air Combat Development Establishment, Gwalior. In a social media post, the Indian Air Force said it is a landmark achievement reflecting professional excellence, combat acumen and the IAF's commitment to nurturing leaders in the air. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the morning news. In Uttarakhand, 7 people died and 14 sustained injuries following landslide and water seepage in an under-construction tunnel at a hydroelectric project site in Chamoli district yesterday evening. 21 people have been brought out of the tunnel. Of them, 7 were declared dead, while 14 others have sustained injuries and are undergoing treatment at a nearby hospital. We spoke to Vinod Kumar Suman, Secretary of the Disaster Management and Rehabilitation Department, about the latest update on the incident.
In Chamoli district, some portion of a tunnel was collapsed. There were around 21 persons in tunnel. All are rescued. 14 are alive and 7 are dead. District collector, SP Chamoli, senior officers of district administration, senior officers of TSDC and SCC, NDRF, SDRF, DDRF, CISF, personnel are rescue, continued the work of rescue. Rescue work is going on. Situation is normal in the tunnel.
Our correspondent reports that the incident occurred at the Tehri Hydro Development Corporation's project site in Peepalkoti area.
Soon after the accident was reported, teams from the district administration, police, SDRF, NDRF, fire services and medical departments reached the spot. Chamoli district magistrate Gaurav Kumar also reached the site and supervised the rescue operations. The injured workers have been admitted to the district hospital in Gopeshwar. In view of their condition, base hospitals Srinagar and AIIMS Rishikesh have also been kept on alert. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami reached the State Emergency Operations Center in Dehradun late night and reviewed the relief and rescue operations. He directed officials to continue the rescue mission on a war footing with the safe evacuation of every trapped worker as top priority. The Chief Minister said that the state government stands firmly with the affected workers and their families and will provide all possible support. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
The Central Bank Digital Currency, CBDC, Digital Rupee for the Direct Benefit Transfer, DBT, under the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana will be launched in the Union Territory of Chandigarh today. We have more from our correspondent.
The initiative marks the next evolution by the Government of India in welfare delivery, from physical distribution of subsidized food grains to direct benefit transfer, DBT, and now to purpose-bound digital delivery through Central Bank Digital Currency, CBDC. According to official sources, Chandigarh will be the first union territory in the country to undertake a full-fledged rollout of CBDC-based DBT for food subsidy under Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Ann Yojana. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will be the chief guest. Union Minister of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Prahlad Joshi will be the special guest. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Odisha remains on high flood alert as incessant rains triggered by low-pressure system continues to swell major rivers, with the Baitarani and Buda Balanga posing a fresh threat in the northern districts. At Akuapada in Bhadrak, the Baitarani has crossed the danger mark, inundating downstream areas and marooning several villages in Bhandari Pokhari. Our correspondent reports that with another low-pressure system likely around the 20th of this month, authorities are bracing for a further deterioration of the flood situation.
The flood situation in Odisha has turned critical at several places following incessant rain under the influence of a low pressure system. The Baitarani is flowing above the danger level at Akhuapada in Bhadrak, touching around 19.27 meters against the danger mark of 18.33 meters. Downstream areas including Bhandari Pokhari are witnessing fresh flooding, with several areas marooned. The rise of Mudhavalanga River is also creating panic among the people living downstream of Mayurbhanj and Balasore districts. Meanwhile, reports of flood related diseases are emerging from marooned areas. Another low pressure area is likely over the Bay of Bengal around the 20th of this month, raising concern over a further worsening of the situation. Prakash Das for Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
The deep depression over the West Bengal coast is gradually moving west-northwestwards towards Gangetic West Bengal. We have more from our correspondent.
The deep depression over the West Bengal coast is gradually moving west-northwestwards towards Gangetic West Bengal. According to the latest reports, the system was located around 60 kilometers west of Kolkata and 50 kilometers east-northeast of Bednipur. The weather system is likely to bring heavy rainfall to several districts today. A yellow warning has been issued for east and west Midnapur, Jhargram, South 24 Parganas, Purulia and Pashchim Bardhaman. Squally winds of 40 to 50 kilometers per hour may occur at isolated places in South 24 Parganas and East Midnapur. Other districts of South Bengal are also likely to receive scattered rainfall. Fishermen have been advised not to venture to the sea until tomorrow. In North Bengal, heavy rainfall is focused in Jalpaiguri and Alipurduar district today. Shondipan Dashgupta, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
The agitation by students and job aspirants in Jharkhand over alleged irregularities in recruitment examinations entered its 21st day today. Protesters have refused to call off the stir and reiterated their demands for a CBI probe and cancellation of the Jharkhand Staff Selection Commission combined graduate level examination. The protesters have also announced a Tiranga Yatra on the 15th of August to strengthen their agitation. In Canadian Open tennis, 7-seed Iga Swiatek of Poland defeated 2nd-seed Elena Rybakina in straight sets to claim the women's singles title in Toronto last night. Swiatek captured her first title of the season with a swift 6-2-6-3 win, giving her a confidence boost heading into the US Open. In men's singles, American tennis player Ben Shelton won the title in Montreal by defeating fellow American Brandon Nakashima with a score of 6-3-7-6. With this victory, the fifth-seeded Shelton successfully defended his tournament crown and captured his second career ATP Masters 1000 trophy. This victory marks his fourth tournament win of the 2026 season, following earlier titles in Dallas, Munich and Stuttgart, bringing his total career tour level titles to 7. India emerged as the overall champion of the Commonwealth Fencing Championship by winning an impressive 35 medals after 4 days of competition held at Lagos in Nigeria. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Nishit. News of monsoon session of parliament ending with record low productivity is carried prominently by all the leading dailies. Parliament clears Mines and Minerals Amendment Bill, restricts states' powers, writes the Statesman. Akali Dal leader Sukhbir Badal attacked in Nanded, Maharashtra, sustains hand injury, is the front page story in the Indian Express. All Air India pilots to undergo mandatory dope test, says the Asian Age. Jharkhand cops file FIR over August 10th march of students to the assembly, says a report in Hindustan Times. Delhi Metro to start services at 4 a.m. on Independence Day, says a report in the Tribune. Succession surge starts at Tata Sons after Chandrasekhan's exit, headlines Financial Express. And finally, historian Sumit Sarkar passes away, reports the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu to address the nation today on the eve of 80th Independence Day. Partition Horrors Remembrance Day being observed today. Delhi government approves 20% quota for former Agniveers in fire services and prison department. Age limit relaxed. 7 workers killed and 14 injured following landslide and water seepage in under construction tunnel in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand. And Iga Swiatek beats Elena Rybakina to claim the women's singles title at Canadian Open Tennis. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and newsonair app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.